This week, NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service awarded North Carolina, three other states, and two Caribbean nations $8 million for coastal projects. The North Carolina Coastal Federation received $35,000 to work with fishermen to create new oyster reefs from recycled crab pots. Public Radio East, Mac McKee has this.
I'm speaking with Ladd Bayless of the North Carolina Coastal Federation. And Ladd, thank you so much for joining us on Down East Journal today. What is your job at the Federation?
I'm the coastal advocate for the Northeast Regional Office in Mandia.
And how long have you been working at that office, Ladd?
Just under 2 years. Started last January.
Well, I guess congratulations are in order because the North Carolina Coastal Federation is getting part of a big $8 million grant that goes to North Carolina, Louisiana, Florida, Alabama, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico as part of a very large grant. And the North Carolina Coastal Federation is getting $35,000 of that. Now, how's that grant going to work?
As we have it now, it's going to be a two-year project where we're going to pay commercial fishermen to help North Carolina Marine Patrol pick up abandoned crab pots, both above the water where you can see the buoys and below the water using side-scan sonar. The waters are usually closed during the no-potting period, which is typically January 15th till about February 7th, where Marine Patrol usually does this cleanup. So this project is just another way to get citizen involvement and commercial fishermen involvement in this cleanup effort. And once these pots are collected, we're going to take a portion of these and repurpose them into oyster reef sometime in the spring. And this will happen again twice, so in 2014 and in 2015.
Now, do you know how that process is done?
As far as repurposing pots?
Yes.
Yes, sir. We've used drawn some insight from techniques used with Dr. Joel Fodry at IMS, as well as Peter Kingsley Smith down in Charleston, South Carolina. Typically, it's just very simple repurposing. You coat the pots in a mortar or concrete and really just remove any piece of the pot that could trap other unwanted animals and basically redeploy them back into the sound when that substrate has been, you know, very known to attract oysters very well. So that's our plan.
What has been the response of the commercial fishing community?
It's been very good. We've had a lot of applicants. We just closed the application round last week, so we've had a very good response from both northeastern area of North Carolina as well as farther down south, other interested fishermen. So it's been really, really positive.
How can interested fishermen get in touch with you?
At this point, we're not accepting applications again for this year, but we definitely need fishermen. They can either call me here in the office or an email is best as well.
Do you think that our habitats for oysters and shrimp and fish are disappearing at a quicker rate than they should, or are programs like this raising the appropriate awareness?
Not necessarily disappearing quickly. We realize that it's a, you know, it's a very valuable resource, and projects like this are great because they restore that resource as well as really instill this sense of stewardship within our citizens that work on the water, live near the water, what have you. It's really bringing those two components together, I think, is really important as far as involving and restoring at the same time.
Now, during this two-year project, what do you hope to get accomplished?
Definitely raise a lot of awareness about, you know, our sounds and what's out there and how, you know, you or I, everyday people, can help to clean it up, as well as the importance of, you know, securing this habitat for these animals that really clean our water. And it's so important. I think once we have success with this project, it's the importance of water quality, I think, is paramount and will appear that way.
All right. Well, Ladd, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.